Well, some aid should start reaching people in Gaza after Israel allowed a small number of trucks to begin deliveries. The blockade has left Gazans in an increasingly desperate struggle for survival. The UN estimates that a quarter of the population is at risk of famine. 3 weeks ago, we spoke to Father Carlos Ferrero, who's based in the Holy Family Catholic Church in Gaza City. You might recall that Pope Francis rang his parish every evening. Well, a short time ago, I spoke to Father Carlos again, and I asked him how people had been coping in recent weeks.
Well, everything is going, is shrinking, if we can say it in a way. You know, there is a lot of movement of people, displacement. Every now and then, the IDF is saying to evacuate one area and et cetera, and they're pushing or telling the people to come more and more around this center, not around us, but around this part of the city. And there are more and more people walking around, staying around and all that. Then food-wise, everything is, every time it's less and less. You know? People are more preoccupied about it and things like that. No bread for many, many weeks. They were talking yesterday that the bread or some trucks have gone in, coming, but we have not seen that yet. And, you know, for the local population, the bread is the most important part of the meal. that's what I've learned here.
I seem to remember that last time we spoke, you said that people in your area were surviving on flour and beans and the occasional tin of corned beef. What have you got access to today?
No, there is no flour, no beans or tins. Maybe there's a little in the market. Probably some people have it still. But everything, the prices are sky high, and every time less and less items, no, you can find it. Flour is not there. People were telling me about 2 or 3 days ago that a bag of flour went from 100 shekels to 1,000 and something shekels, but now you don't find it. And we are talking about flour with worms, no? With these insects that develop inside. But now you don't find it. It's, people go around calling for somebody who has that they want to buy, shouting on the streets. You don't find things. So everything is really less and less, and it's more difficult to have a meal.
You have quite a lot of people, I know, sheltering in and around your church. Yeah. How are they getting on?
Yeah, well, they are all part of the same thing. We have a little distribution here organized, and in the families, each family has to administer their share, no? And in that way, we are going on, but as I said, you see, what we had before, we don't have it now. Or if we had 10 pieces of something, now we have only 2. So you have to manage that, you know? We eat a little today, a little tomorrow.
Is there bombing in your area?
Yes, a lot. Every now, night and day. Before it was like nighttime, like 2 in the morning, they were beginning. But lately, any time, anyhow, any, you can feel from left, right, or front or back. Actually, today, there was an order of evacuation from 2 or 3 blocks or neighborhoods very close to us. And they were sent to another place. I don't know, because also their reactions from here, no, from in between, that is really very irresponsible for. Nobody cares about what the people are suffering. It's a pity. I'm sorry to say like this, but
is that how you feel now? Sorry, is that how you feel now, that people don't care?
Yes. Not the people. I'm saying the ones responsible who are provoking or fighting. They don't look very much about the sufferings of the common society here. The people, majority of the people here are civilians. They don't have anything to do with the one or the other. And that's what it was. But the more you hurt somebody, the more you get revenge or something, no? You're provoking more than solving.
I know it's very much part of your faith that you don't lose hope, but have you come close to losing hope?
No, thanks to God, no.
The support of Pope Francis, I know, meant a great deal to your parish. Do you hope to get the same support from Pope Leo?
Well, we don't only hope, but we also have it. I think we are very encouraged by his interventions. He talked already two or three times about the situation here in Gaza. Very strongly from the first day he mentioned it, and he did it again and again in the Regina Caeli, and then again in his talk yesterday, I understand. So, I mean, we are in his mind and his heart. We know that. We cannot, you know, we cannot expect that everybody will be calling us like from the beginning of his pontificate, you know. It's very complicated. Even Pope Francis did not call from day one of the war situation. When he began to call, and then he tried to keep it up. That was extraordinary, really. A very, very extraordinary thing. But everybody here knows that Pope Leo has already talked many times about it. People, they follow news as much as they can, and they are encouraged about that. We can say that the Pope figure, the Pope, has become part of our family, part of our parish here.
You don't have to stay in Gaza. You chose to go back in. Will you stay?
Of course, yes. We chose when. Well, I don't live ordinarily here in Gaza. But when Father Gabriel Romanelli had to come back, I joined him and I came. So we are here now, three priests, making a little better, more supportive to each one as a community, and to help in everything that I can. And of course, we are staying here willingly, and we try to do our part, our best, helping the people, giving hope to everybody. And if we could also be a word of peace, as much as we can, we are ready to do it.
And that was Father Carlos Ferrero talking to me a short time ago from Gaza City.